Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Yes, yes, yes. It's your girl, K. Nicole. And this is Ladies Night. Thank y'all for tuning in. And as always, it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, man. We could use a Friday. You know, I got DJ Big Stu in the back on the ones and twos. And as always, you know how your girl do it. You know how we do it all the time. I always got something going on, something to talk about, something for us to discuss. Tonight, I got something a little special. We're going to be interviewing Messiah. You know, Messiah, the exotic dancer. Got a few questions for him. And if y'all tuned in, you can have a few questions for him. You know how it go. So this is your girl, K. Nicole. This is Ladies Night. And make sure y'all stay here. Stay tuned in.
Uh-huh. How we do? Uh-huh, uh-huh. Big Lou. Uh-huh. Betty Depp. Yeah, ready, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Old Brand, Motown, Jay-Z, Rockefeller, yo. That's right. Just the things we do. Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
Yes, and we're back. This your girl, K Nicole, and this is Ladies Night on B-Stool Radio. Y'all already know where we at. And I got Messiah on the line. This Messiah, the master of movement. So we're going to chop it up with Messiah. How you doing, Messiah? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, baby. Just enjoying the weather,
Yeah, it's definitely some beautiful weather out here, definitely.
Yeah.
New York right now, the weather is popping out there. For all y'all don't know, New York is where it's at. All right, so the master of movement.
Yeah.
That's deep right there.
Yeah, the ladies that I performed for actually gave me that name, you know. There's nothing, I didn't just go out and just name myself, yo, I'm this. Like, that was a name that was actually given to me by ladies who see me perform on numerous occasions. And it worked, it stuck, and from that point on, you know.
All right. It's a deep name. So what is the master of movement? What's that? Is it a certain type of technique, or it's just...
I don't necessarily know if it's technique. I guess it's how I do what I do, you know. I've been told, you know, I move very seductively.
All right.
And
so
that's the point of it, you know.
Definitely is. All right, so, I just want to know, like, where do you start from to become, you know, to where you at? Like, you just one day was like, or somebody was like, yo, you got a nice body, or you just decided, like, I'm going to be a stripper. I'd be like, what happened? Like, you know, I always wanted to ask that question. Like,
my story is that a friend of mine, she always told me, yo, you know, I see these dancers. I think you can do the same thing, you know. You look the part. Maybe you should do something to look into it, you know. So I actually kind of did in a way, and I met the top dude in the game, which is Flavor, I'm pretty sure. Everybody who's listening, you know, City is familiar with him. And me and him chopped it up a little bit. He showed me the game or something. And from that point on, I got cool with my other friend, Punisher, who's also one of the top dancers in the city. And from that point on, you take what you got, you use what you got to get what you want. And that's what I did.
Wow. You nervous?
Yeah.
Like, because I could see myself like,
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You know what? You know what's crazy? The first time, no. Every time after that, before the music plays, I get a little bit of, you know, the little butterflies of energy. But the very first time, which is strange, I really didn't get nervous. I don't know why. I just kept telling myself,
yo. You just went out there and was ready, like, I'm going to do
it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't go out there and was like the dude. I was real corny with it. Like, I'm going to be very honest. Dude, I was listening. I was real corny with it. It's because I didn't know what to do. All I kept telling myself, like, yo, I think I'm in shape. They're going to like me, right? Yeah, they're going to like me. I had to convince myself that women were going to take it. And one thing led to another, and boom, I'm on your radio show.
Wow. Was it like a big show, the first one? Like you just went out with
I want to say it was a minimum, and I'm not trying to blow it up. It was a minimum 250 to 300 the very first time.
Wow, you just went in, then. You really went in.
And
you just had
first.
To do it.
And I went
but
first.
You know what? That many people, that's probably even better to have that many people than to have a little. You know what I'm saying? Because there'd be so many probably people on one person that it won't be so bad. Maybe.
It won't be so much focused just on you, you know, where you can be critiqued really, you know, to the peak. But yeah, it was a big show. Music was pumping and loud. Like, whatever.
And then,
let's jump in first, huh?
Wow. So from that first show, I mean, like, how do you do? You just started doing it every week, every other day?
You know, because it was what happened was that place that I performed at, it was a club that had a show every Thursday. So I started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, my big brothers in the game, my big homies, you know, the guys who really put me on their wing and helped me out, Flay and Punisher. You know, Flay took me under Saturday, you do anywhere from 1 to 6, 7 parties in one night.
Wow.
So they show, yeah. So you could do 2 in Brooklyn, then drive to Queens, do another 2, then come back to the Bronx, do another one, you know? So, you got,
so that's
you
like
know.
A day for you? To, like, that's how like a week ago, Thursday
yeah, yeah,
to Sunday
yeah.
or Saturday?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now
well,
you might
know, I guess...
one on a Thursday. I'm sorry?
No, no, go ahead. So,
you know, the real main busy days are Friday and Saturday. Like, Friday you can do, like I said, for me, the most ever, like, maybe 3 or 4 on a Friday. And Saturday, the most I ever did, I think, was maybe 7.
Seven.
And then
wow.
sometimes Sunday, you might catch 1 or 2. You know, you might catch 1 or 2 on a Sunday. So, but, yeah, it's real. So what they did teach me, besides, it wasn't like, cat took me on a dance floor and said, yo, you got to move like this. No, it wasn't nothing like that. But they did.
You know,
did,
I was
going to
ask a question like
yeah,
that. How you
go? It wasn't like that. What those guys taught me, and, you know, you pick up and you learn things for yourself as well, is the business aspect. How to keep track of your time, how to do your shows, how to be more professional in how it is that you do. Because the big misconception when it comes to being a dancer is, you're just some dude naked, oiled up, running around trying to get dollars and being, you know, you're not trying to make nothing of it. You're just out there, just be out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So, thank God I got to do the right thing, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Do a little dance. How long is, like, one of your shows? Like, if somebody hire you?
Oh, for like a private show, like a birthday show, you know, surprise party, et cetera, et cetera. The ladies, because I got to make that real clear, I do not dance for men. So, let's be real clear with that. I mean, whoever does, that's their business. But for me, my mother always told me, speak for yourself. You know,
I mean, you know what? I can feel you on that. That's
yeah.
what's up.
So anywhere from a half hour to 45 minutes is like the base time, but it can go longer depending on the women's interaction. You know, because, you know, when you're at a birthday party, you know, you might do a stunt here with a female, you know, interact with them, whatever. But the women, like, you know, like, you know, pick a girl up, do a trick, flip her around, throw on the chandelier, like, you know. You know, things.
All
yeah,
right, so
then
now
nature.
I'm
going to
ask you. Like, now we got a nasty, since you want to say all that. No, you know what I want to ask you? I want to ask you that first show you did, right, the first one. Just I'm going to just ask you this question for the first one. You remember how much you made?
No, because I didn't even bother counting.
Really? You made a good paper that night.
I mean, the thing is, we get booked to go to the club. We're not like female dancers where we just dancing all night at the club. No, that's why we have male reviews. Like, we do the shadow. And I'm actually the host of the shadow every first Saturday as the shadow.
All right, ladies, y'all listening, the shadow.
Every first Saturday as the shadow.
Every first Saturday.
Like next Saturday, we kicking it off next Saturday, June 2nd. And Batman reviews from like 8 to 11. And they might be other reviews or whatever.
That's it? 8 to 11 and then you out?
Because the thing is, with the shadow, the reason why it's 8 to 11, because, you know, other radio stations stream their music in, and that's the issue there. That's how we do with that show. We also have a boat ride on July 13th that we do where it's like 50 butt naked dancers, 500 women on the circle line. So, yeah, I really want to freak off in the water. That's where y'all need to be.
First, y'all hear it. Y'all hear that right here, ladies. The first Saturday, you said every first Saturday of the month, at
the
shadow. They popping it off this week. Y'all better get up in there. Get up in there.
June 2nd.
Wow, but I figured that first payday was a payday because it didn't stop you. Do you do, other stuff? Like, you know, maybe you have, you know, I got about 4 jobs. I swear to God.
I'm not Jamaican. I mean, I do have Caribbean roots. Like, but, I personally train as well. You know, because, you know, brother got to stay in shape. So, I'm going to be in the gym. I might as well be compensated for that as well, you know.
Yeah.
And I personally train on private clients.
You do personal training? All right, that's cool.
Yeah, so we have private clients. So like, you know, it's all good.
Like, how does that go? Like, somebody just like, oh, I want you to train me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, me, like, you know, if you're a teacher, you can teach somebody how to speak Spanish. So for an hour, I get you in shape. I mean, I won't get you in shape lickety-split in one day. I'm not, you know, I got magic powers or anything. But through a course of time, you know, an hour training session, maybe three times a week, you know, and then, you know, help people reach their fitness goals, you know, so everybody will look nice.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, everybody will look good on the beach.
All right. The master of movement is doing personal training.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it like any like where do you want to go? Or maybe you have been there. Like, how far are you taking this stripping and stuff? This is a, you know, nice career for you. Is it like you want to do something like have your own team? And
I mean, you know, I mean, that's kind of like there's other ways that you can probably keep yourself in the business. Like I said, like I stay with the cats that are about this. So, like, for example, the Shadow, you know, being the Shadow, that's my friend's club. He's kind of building an empire, and he's including me in it. So maybe from there, I can have my own.
There you go.
Yeah, like, you know, you can't shake forever.
So do you do like you said, you got a lot of connections you connected with. Do they do like, yeah, like maybe I'm like the big boss or whatever, and I got like 10 different dancers under me, some type thing like that? Nothing like that?
No, it's not necessarily that. We're all independent contractors. Right? So if you called me and say, yo, Messiah, I need you, a Latin guy and a Spanish guy, I tell you the prices, and I can go get them. It's not like they're under me. Because they'd probably do the same thing. They'll do the same thing for me. If you meet something, oh, I need to get in touch with Messiah, boom, they do that for me. You know?
All right. That's cool. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Business is business. How you handle it.
I mean, you got to make some game, but, you know, whatever. We won't speak about that.
Do you feel you have a lot of competition out there?
Just because someone's competing doesn't make them competition.
Very true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely understand.
And,
I hate that.
Yeah, competition is the true test of a man. If you're worried about competition, then that's not very nice.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I don't concern myself with competition. I don't play that at all. Yeah. If I do what I'm supposed to do, I'm going to get the response I need to get. And I get the results that I want. So I don't worry about it.
That's right.
I mean, that's my show, man.
I've been to one. I'll tell you the truth. And then I threw a little bachelor party for my sister one time. And then.
Awesome.
Actually, we had, I forgot his name. I think it was the Punisher, if I'm not mistaken.
That's it.
But, you know,
my boy.
That was it. Yeah.
You
need to get you in another show, really. You just
let me know.
All right. You know what? Hey, if it ever come up, then you definitely. And I even, you know, we're going to have Messiah stuff up, Beast Through Radio. So, you know, try to get in contact. If you need a dancer, you get in contact with Messiah. We're going to get into some more music. Messiah, the master of movement. Make sure you stay on the line. Everybody stay tuned. K. Nicole, Beast Through Radio. All right, here we go.
I'm composition like a show star. Pick up everything, mommy, hitting in it no time. I better make this with him, man. I'm not for sure, but I never been the type to break up a happy home. But it's something about baby girl, I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be? She said,
you don't know what you mean to
come
me.
On.
Master of Movement.
Hey,
he's in the building.
Yeah.
In the building. All right. So where are you from, Messiah, originally?
I'm born and raised in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
All day. my mother's Haitian and my father's Nigerian.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. I've been told it's a rare mix. I don't know.
It sounds weird, but that's what it's about. That's what it's all about. It's all about. You speak different languages and all that too.
I'm not extremely fluent in Creole, which is native Haitian tongue. I'm not, but I'm all right. Like if I got lost in Haiti, I'd get out. You know what I'm saying? I'd be able to find my way out.
Okay. Let me ask you this. I always wanted to ask this too. Do y'all have like little beefs and stuff like that? Like, you know, like a little.
I mean, I believe, honestly, as whack as it is, I personally don't have beef with anyone, to be honest with you. Or not that I know of. You know, if somebody feels a way about me, then that's fine. I can care less. But what happens is, I think it's in like anything. I don't care if it's if you're a woman that works as a secretary, there's going to be another woman that feels a certain kind of way about you and you feel a way about her. And as whack as it is, some dudes might hold grudges against other guys, but the real cats don't really care for that. It's like, whatever.
They try to mess your show up. They do stuff like that.
Like
what's some weird stuff that happened? Like, and you know it was like, definitely
people steal your CD.
Something
people
on
steal your
purpose.
Music. People steal your music.
they'll mess up your music?
Oh, they'll steal your
CD or your something? Oh, that's crazy.
Absolutely. They'll steal your CD or they'll scratch it. Oh, you're skipping. I don't know what to do.
And then what? You have to just play something else? Oh, you be like, I ain't doing it. Forget it.
Oh, no. The thing is, the show must go on. Bottom line, the women
are there
to see me perform. I'm going to make sure I put on a good performance anyway. So, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Wow. That's crazy. Little beef. Yeah, beef everywhere. You're right about that. So when you decided to become a stripper, how did your family and your friends and did they feel any kind of way about it?
Well, the first thing you always have to be concerned with more so for the people closest to you. And, you know, my mother was like, good, you in shape. You might as well get paid for it. So once she co-signed, it was like, it doesn't matter what anybody else says.
You know what? I have a son, too. I'm thinking about it now. Like, if that's, what can I say? He's not hurting nobody. He's not, you know, he's out there making his dough. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know. All right, Messiah, I have a few more questions, but, you know, the lines is blowing up.
Let's get
some callers up in here.
Sounds good, baby.
I'm with it. So we're going to answer somebody now. Let's see who's on the line. Hello, Beef Stew Radio.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? You said your name was Tasha, right?
Yeah.
Tasha, how you doing, Tasha? Well, Messiah, this is Kay Nicole. So, what you want to ask Messiah? What you want to say?
I don't really need to ask him. I just want to say I love you, Messiah. You my people. I'm in Colorado right now. I'm not even in New York, and I called in to check on him. Like, he's my people. Yo, he's one hell of a performer. Our girls, we love him.
That's what's up. I like that. Okay, that's what's up. I like that, too. So he have bands for you.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh yeah.
I said hello. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. He danced. You seen him perform? So he danced for you one time, and you said
his show is off the hook. Is a crowd pleaser all the time. Like, he brings us back. I've been about 5 times in the last 6 months.
You said 5 times. Oh shoot! All right. That's what I'm talking about,
all right?
Yeah, I love Tasha. Yeah, I love you,
baby.
Thank you so much.
I'm
going
to try to see you on June 2nd, though.
Oh, okay, cool.
Can't do that.
Shout out to the
Messiah, the shadow.
All right.
June 2nd.
Thank you.
All right, Tasha, thanks a lot.
I'll be back in New York on Sunday, hon.
All right, baby.
I mean, stay on the line. You can still stay on the line.
All right, I will. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
That's deep right there. She said, I'm calling from out of state.
Colorado.
I'm ready to talk. We got somebody else on the other line, on the line too. Let's see.
Okay.
Beast Through Radio, K Nicole. Hello? Are you there? Are you a little shy? Okay, maybe they just want to listen. We'll just leave them listening. We got Messiah, the master of movement, in the building. This is Ladies Night with Kay Nicole. We still got some more questions to chop it up with Messiah. So I'm going to ask you one more question, get into some music, and you do have a couple of people online. I mean, I hope you want to hang out with us for a little while, you know. We chop it up, and we got some more people calling you out of town. Who knows? You know, I got a couple of questions the ladies want to know about you.
Oh, sure.
You know, I'm getting some feedback online. They want to know if you got a girl, you married. What's the deal?
Okay, not married, not engaged. I have no children, and I've been single for, I want to say, maybe the last 6-7 months now. Like, I'm completely untouched.
Wow, and he's single, ladies. Oh my God. Why are you single? What's happening? What's going on?
I don't know. Why is the sky blue? Why is water wet?
I got you. You're right, you know, about that. Things happen.
Yeah. Instead of going to look instead of going to look for it, I prefer to be found, because that's when it's more, it's genuine. That's
really?
Always how I felt about it. Yeah.
Nah.
Like, you know,
I mean, sometimes I feel that way, but a lot of times, sometimes, you know, you never know. You might be passing by somebody.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. When I'm saying found, I don't necessarily mean, she got to come to me because I'm the man.
Yeah.
But you don't want to force it. Like, sometimes things just develop as it may. Like, you might go right instead of left, and then, oh, wow, it's a good thing I did this, because this, that, and happened. And I believe it's the same thing with that. I probably know the right woman for me right now, but we're probably not even in a relationship right now. But
mm-hmm.
if it's right, in due time, it'll come about.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Definitely. That. All right, Messiah, stay on the line. We're going to
mm-hmm.
play the bills, play some more music. Everybody stay tuned in. We got Messiah, the master of movement. He's in the building. It's K. Nicole, Ladies Night, Beast Through Radio. Y'all want to call in? 914-338-1685. All right, let's stay tuned in.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lord, a flower bound, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil Vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty, wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos with Shawty getting to work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with purse. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you life. They just trying to
live in a fantasy. I feel it when you dance. You need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower bomb, can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love. Maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't write. Easy, baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all, but I be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Nicole, this is K. Nicole. We got Messiah, the master of movement, in the building. Yes. And we are chopping it up. All right.
Yeah.
So, what would you tell the ladies? What do you want to tell the ladies out there about you? Just about you. Something you want to let them know about you, what they can expect.
Oh, well, when it comes to performance, what they can expect from me is seduction through dance, because that's what I try to do. I try to convey the message to be sexual, but not nasty. Sex appeal is not just overt. Like, I believe if, even when it comes to a woman, like, just pure nudity is not as sexy as, like, sexy lingerie. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know how to entice. I like a woman that can entice. So, if I like it, I gotta be able to do it. So, that's what they're gonna get from me. And as for me as a person, real laid back. Those who know me know I'm silly, just crack joke kind of guy. You know, some people see my eyes, they all slanted and sneaky. Oh, he's a mean dude. Like, I'm like the nicest guy. Like, you know, I get that a lot. Like, y'all so chinky. You look kind of. I'm the
yeah.
Nice
you got
guy.
You got the little mean look, yeah. Little rough look in the photo.
Yeah. Like the sneaky Tyson look. Like, I'm really not like that. I'm a real cool, laid back, you know, crappy joke kind of guy. Like, that's the best way to put it. Like, I'm laid back, silly dude.
All right. That's what's up. So when, when do you work out? How much do you work out? Do you do a lot? Do you do, you know, or you just, some people are just naturally, they're just stuck.
I am definitely, absolutely not naturally. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I graduated high school at 150 pounds. So let's be real. Like, I'm like 210, 215 now. So all this is manufactured over years. And I'm at the point where I probably work out maybe 3 times a week. I really don't. I'm not trying to walk around like that muscle-headed steroid stuff. Like, that's not cool. That's not sexy. You know? Women don't want to see that.
Nah, not too big. You're right. Too big is really not. It's not sexy.
big enough to where you know you with a man, you know?
Yeah.
All right, that's how it's supposed to be.
So, when do you, on a regular day, when do you let it loose? When do you go out and what do you do? Like, what's your hobbies?
I'm a movie buff. I'm a sports fanatic. Yeah, I love sports. Like, I'm football first, you know, basketball, of course. Like,
It's a guy thing.
I really don't have a lot, but, you know, give the fellas. Like I said, I'm super laid back. I get up with the fellas and, you know, we'll go to sports ball, watch the championship game or whatever. Or I can spend a day at the spa with a special woman. That'd be cool, too, you know.
All right.
Yeah,
spa day.
Or
nice.
I prefer to be her spa.
Hmm.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, right. You got to be able to
pay. That sounds nice.
Man, yeah, definitely. She can get that.
You be her spa. I want to know, like, you know, when you're doing your thing, and
right.
I know you get them big girls coming at you, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How much you bench press? How much you throwing in the air?
Me, I could physically, like, laying down bench press over 400 pounds.
400 pounds?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but that's in a controlled environment. You know, when you're just laying down, you got a grip, you you know.
Yeah,
but when
one
you're
little
dancing. Yeah, when you're dancing and a woman about, just to say, now you're a woman, so you know when I say 250 pounds, you know that's not a lot.
Yeah, that's still a big woman.
Quite a bit.
Right,
it's quite a bit. Not plates that you put on a pole, and no, it's a whole person. But as they say, big women need love too. And if they're there to support me and appreciate my performance, me doing something with them to make their night nice, that's not a problem at all. Like, that's I'm all good with that. I'm cool. That's not a problem. I'm
right. You got to do it. You know, that's the money right there. Do you think the big girls spend more than a slimmer girl?
what I think sometimes is when the slim girls see a guy pick up a big girl, they're like, oh, my God, this is going to throw me on top of the building. You know, they might get a little, they might get a little shaky. It's not like you're a small dude already. So you're a big dude picking up a little girl, 115, 125, she's nervous as hell.
I don't know, unless they don't want a big dude. But if you're looking at a big dude, then, you know, and you're a small female, then that's all in it.
Out of all the dances, I show the smaller girls the most love. That's what I've been told. I show the smaller girls the most love. Yeah, like, the small girls love me for that simple fact. Everybody was going to pick up the big girls. You don't even want that
message. But see, you know, I feel that too. But I feel like that's the performance, though. You throwing some, but then you know, you don't want to hurt yourself out there either. But you know, but I guess that'd be the real performance. You throw a big girl up in the air, then all right.
You know, I believe in loving equally. They're equal opportunities, no matter how light, how dark, how tall, how short, how big, how small. You know, you there for me, I'm there for you. Well,
all right.
Yeah.
Wow. Is this fun for you, or do you feel like, you know, you're doing what you got to do? Like, it's a career now. Is it still fun?
It's definitely fun. It's definitely fun.
It should be.
That's what makes a job cool. Like, this is a job for you, but you enjoy everything about it. Some people might think it's just repetitious, where it's just like, oh, you play music all the time, you just answer your phone. This is something you love. So what's work for somebody else, it's fun for you. And that's the same thing with dancing. Man. You might have a bad day here or there, but the good outweighs the bad, you know?
Yes, definitely.
Right.
What's a bad day like? Like, what's a bad money day?
Oh, okay, bad day. I got to keep it real with you, first and foremost. Bad day is when... Like, for example, on a Saturday, you have, let's just say, on the low end, you got four shows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have certain time slots. You know, you got 8, you got 9:30, 10, 11, 12, and none of them start on time. The girls are not compliant. They want to be, some girls, and I got to be real because I'm from the streets too, but some girls are so hood. Like, smoking weed while you're trying to shake. It's like, it's crazy. Like, they're getting high in front of you.
Wow.
Yeah, it can be gangster like that. Or women who are just not receptive at all. You're supposed to be there, but they're just like, oh, no, don't touch me.
Oh,
yeah,
they're just like, no, no.
Yeah. I'm like, why am I here? Like, when the whole party's like, no.
They just
want
you to dance.
I'm like, I'm not a dude in the cage.
I think that's because of the video world now. Nobody wants to get taped.
Well, I don't tape anything.
No, not
and
by
if
you.
I do
you
have,
know how each friend would be.
Yeah, everybody taking pictures and everybody said, like, nowadays you can't do anything. You get caught doing anything, you're boom, you're going to be on Instagram getting laughed at. Which is berserk.
It's true. All right, we got one more person online. Let's talk to somebody.
All right, go ahead.
Hello, this ladies' night, K Nicole.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening. Who's calling?
This is Chocolate calling to speak to Mr. Messiah.
Hi, Chocolate. How are you? Messiah is here.
I'm doing great, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. We got Messiah in the building. Messiah's chopping it up with me.
So
thanks for calling in.
So I hear. That's a sexy Chocolate brother right there.
Mm.
Messiah, you know I'm a fan.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, he got the sneaky laugh over there. He know.
Yeah, he know. He's very good at what he do. Absolutely. I enjoy his performances.
Thank you.
Getting good reviews. Okay.
Yeah. Messiah, I have a couple of questions for you, though.
Okay.
I mean, is it okay if I ask question or two.
Is that all right, Messiah? Because it's all right. We can ask some questions. We got him here in the building. He ready for the questions.
Okay. You know, as I listened to the interview, there was a young lady that, or I think it was probably you, Nicole, that asked him as far as his relationship's concerned.
Uh-huh.
Messiah, you said you haven't been dating for about 6 months now, right? And you said that completely you haven't been dating. Is that what you said? I'm just trying to clarify.
Oh, wow. Hello.
I just want to know if there's, you know, if there was anything behind that, perhaps.
Wow, we lost him. He's not even on the line right now.
Okay.
You and Messiah, Mr. Oh, here you go. He came back. You and Mr. Messiah dating?
I'm sorry.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
Hello.
I was just
sorry.
Trying to find out his status.
My what?
Your status, because you know you perform very well, and I'm just wondering if your significant other may have an issue with that, or you know, how does that work for you guys?
I'm single as of now, so
okay.
No one can complain about anything really. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, like in relationships, like with any of your, you know, coworkers, you would say. How does that work in relationships?
Well, I can speak from that point of view because I was with someone, you know, maybe a couple of years ago. And it all depends on a woman. If she's confident in what it is, it shouldn't be an issue. Like, LL is like the sexiest guy in the world. His wife knows millions of women.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure she's secure. She's like, yo, that's all right. Y'all can look at him. Y'all can scream. Y'all can buy the album. But
just bring that bread home.
Hey, listen, I got to take care of home, right?
Absolutely.
Can't have all the brothers doing it.
Hey, listen, I've seen your moves, so I'm sure you're taking care of home.
So you're gonna be at the Shadow this Saturday, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I hear he's there every first of the month, right?
The first of the month,
yeah,
every first Saturday.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I hope to see you there, Messiah.
I'll be there, babe.
All right. Well, thank you guys for talking and, you know.
Thank you for calling.
You keep that body. You keep that body tight, Messiah. Keep that body tight.
Will do. And thank you, Chocolate.
Thank you. You have a great one.
You too.
All right. You have a good night. Oh, wow. That was Chocolate on the phone for Messiah. All right. She's trying to find out your status. Find out what's going on in your life. You got somebody else on the line, too. Let's see what's going on.
Okay.
K. Nicole, ladies' night. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Who's calling?
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. This is K. Nicole. We got Messiah in the building. You wanna ask him some questions?
Hey, Messiah.
Hey, babe. What's going on?
Oh, everything is good, especially listening to you on the radio.
Can't wait
to get to the show to see you moving. Yes.
I can't wait to see you watch me, baby.
Oh, I love it. I'm one of those big girls that actually knows that you show us love, too.
There you go. Spread the word, baby. Spread the word.
Yes. He does what he does very well.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So.
Well, what I want to know is, you know, we've seen one of his boys on one of the shows before, and I'm trying to say, when are we going to see Messiah on TV?
Oh, that's right. Well, you know what? That's crazy. That's funny you say that, because I was just talking to some people. I had to go get an interview in Jersey yesterday about a reality show they might be trying to do about male dancers. So depending on how that works out, who knows? You might be seeing it on TV soon enough.
That would be good. That would be some real sexiness on TV. That's what we need in our lives right now.
I'd love to provide it for you, baby.
You do that with no problem.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nikki. Thanks, Nikki. Thanks for calling. And you going to be at the Shadow Saturday, too?
Oh, you know it. I got a stack of cash ready.
Nikki ready for round, I don't know, 3, 4, how many times you seen Messiah?
It's been a couple of rounds, you know. It's been a couple of rounds.
She ready for the rounds, okay. That's what's up. The Shadow, Saturday, ladies, Saturday.
June,
be in the building. You said 8 to 11, right? June 2nd.
Yeah, June 2nd, yes. I actually deliver the tickets. When ladies want, they call me.
He'll deliver your tickets, you know?
Absolutely.
Get at him, you know?
All right,
Nikki, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I can stay on the line. All right. Wow, Messiah. Got some good reviews over here. Messiah, they're calling in for you. They showing you love. They definitely showing you the love tonight. We're going to get into some more music. I'm going to get into some more questions, and you got a couple more people online. We're going to just chop it up. You know, you're still hanging out with us, right?
Oh, no doubt, baby. You got me.
All right. So, stay on the line, Messiah. We're going to get it in.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like wobble, 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 wobble. I'm stacking my paper. My wallet look like a Bible. I got girlies half naked. That shit look like the grotto. How your waist anorexic and then your ass is colossal. Like, whoo! Drop that ass. Make it boomerang. Take my belt off. Bitch, I'm Pooty Tang. Tippy Tow, Tippy Tay. You gon' get a tip today. Fuck that. You gon' get some dick today.
I walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good. I'm making her wet. They pay me respect. They pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in sex.
Do it.
Bounce that ass. It's the roundest. You the best. You deserve a crown, bitch. Right on the ass. Stop. Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like.
Wobbly wobble, wobble, wobbin. Ass so fat, all these bitches pussies is bobbin. Bad bitches, I'm your leader. Venom by the meter. Somebody point me to the best ass either. Tell them pussy clean, I tell them pussy squeaky. Niggas give me Brian, cause all of them niggas geeky. If he got a man tango, then I buy him a dashiki. And bust his pussy open in the islands of Waikiki. Kiss my ass and my anus, cause it's finally famous, and it's finally south. Yeah, it's finally south. I don't know, man. Get some ass shots, we're off. Like, bitches ain't popping. Google my ass. Only time you on the net is when you Google my ass. You fucking little whores, for fucking up my decor. Couldn't get Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors. Big Sean, boy, how big is yo? Give me all your money and give me all your residuals and slap it on my ass.
Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like. Make that motherfucker hammer come out.
Go stupid.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with Kay Nicole.
Yes, this is your girl, Kay Nicole. This is Ladies Night, Beast Dude Radio. We got Messiah, the master of movement, in the building, hanging out.
Yeah.
All kind of good reviews on the line. And talking good stuff. Make sure y'all get to the Shadow this Saturday, 8 to 11, June 2nd, you know. Make sure y'all hit me up. Y'all can hit me up. I got the Meek Mill tickets, too. The Meek Mills is going to be at Amnesia, June 12th. So, you know, y'all can hit me up. Let me know. Messiah. So, do you have, like, any kind of, anybody you look up to in this, in the game? Anybody that you, like,
the dude really helped me out, my man, Flavor. He really helped me out with a lot of things. Like, he really took me under his wing, showed me the ropes. And then, you know, again, with Punisher, it just took it to another level, because those are the guys who've been the dudes in the game for the last however many years. And they put their hand out to me. Clay put his hand out to me and helped me out. And then Punisher wouldn't do the same thing. I owe those guys a lot. And I really, really appreciate what those dudes did for me. You know, definitely.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's cool. When you, I just want to know, like, what happened? Can I be a little nosy and be in your business a little bit? I just want to know, like, what happened?
This is a woman's nature.
What happened with your relationship? I just don't know. You sound like a nice, cool guy. Maybe, you know.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it would be unfair to me to say it was her fault because of this and that. I definitely did my part, and our relationship coming to an end. We just had some differences, I guess, you know, two strong-minded people, not one person not wanted to break, and it became like an ego issue, I believe, and things came to an end, you know. But if it's real, maybe some come of it later down the line. I don't necessarily see that, but but who knows? I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, you know, but I still have the utmost respect for her. I've never talked negative about her in any way, you know. I hope she's happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be happy. Okay. I'm gonna be happy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you gotta, you know, we break up. We, you know, you love, and you definitely gotta pick up and move on. How long was the relationship? Was it a long time?
Yeah, it was like 3 years. And 3 years plus, maybe. Yeah. So, you know, when you detach me to my 3 years, it's like, oh, okay. I'm back in the club looking for another month. You don't know, Chris.
Okay. Well, that means that, you know, it was a little rough. Then, you know, you're ready to go back out and get some air again.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing
so to
party.
Say.
You know, it's one thing to love or, you know, make love to 100 women. But I think it takes a lot more of a man to love one woman 100 different ways, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I could see it being hard for her with, you know.
Absolutely.
You being
absolutely
a male 100%. Dancer. So that definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that the part of the, I mean, like, that's, do that, do you think that's,
I mean,
stopping you now
it
from
is,
finding?
I don't know. It depends on the woman. Like I said, it depends on the woman. Like, I'm sure, it's probably hard dating Rihanna, you know, like, for a guy. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
she's
yeah.
a big megastar.
But true that you, but a dancer, and then you go do personal shows, that's like.
But it's not personal,
like,
shows, like, it's me and one person. It's me, and it's a 40th birthday party, and a whole bunch of women there, you know. You'll see people from Tenant Patrol or the Deacon Board, like, you know, you see the...
But
sometimes
you wind up with some banging women, a house full of them, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, those are the good parties.
You see what I'm saying?
Those are good parties. See, but that's the thing. When you see all the banging women, you try to perform. Like, I wouldn't say that you perform any less than you do for the women that you may feel aren't what you find necessarily attractive. But, you know, when you see a bunch of Beyonce's,
you don't have to work as harder?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. but
I would figure you would work as harder then. Because they cute. Like, you would want to.
I treat everybody the same. So, to me, it's like a mental block. You know, it's like, this is what you do, this is it. And make sure that it's good regardless. You know, if anything, mm-hmm. you probably go harder for those people who hire you over and over because you always want to make sure they have. It's like, okay, he ain't short us. Like, he was good last time, he good this time. He only be good one time and then whack the next. That's when it's an issue. Inconsistency.
Yeah. True. What's something crazy that happened to you going to one of doing the show for somebody?
A young lady was getting married, and they told her that she really wanted me to perform for her. Like, she was like, he's my favorite, and, you know, I'm about to marry Tyrone or whatever she was in there. And she said, I really wanted him. But she said, for the last month or so, they told her that I was out of town and they couldn't get me. So, obviously, she was, like, bummed. So, they blindfolded her. When the music's played, you know, after the blindfold, though, she got so excited that she urinated.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, what did you do after that? What happened?
I let her get herself together and the party continued.
Oh, man, that's horrible. That's just totally horrible.
Yeah.
That's love right there.
I was super, super duper flattered that anybody would want to. Yeah, like see, that's the thing. People tell me this. Oh, your fans. Like, I never see it that way because I never got lost to the point of like I'm a star or something, or I'm this performer that people come see. I always get flattered and thrown back when people show me that kind of love. Like, the women calling in right now, like, that's shocking me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, wow. Like, I'm truly, like, appreciative. I'm appreciative and I'm touched by it. Like,
and they're going to be in the building, too. They coming to support you, definitely.
Oh, yeah, June 2nd. Yeah, be there. Well, make it happen.
That's what's up.
You know?
Wow. Yeah, I'm bugging out on this lady that just.
She wasn't a lady. She
was
27, 28.
Oh, she was like, yeah. How old, would you say?
27, 28.
Oh, she's a young woman. Dang.
Yeah, she was
nice.
Young
was
woman.
She real
yeah.
pretty, cute, and all that?
She was nice.
Well, that's probably why you gave her a pass. If she was an ugly girl, she just peed on herself. You probably wouldn't have felt the same way.
No, I it's been the same way. Like,
I mean, it's still love. It's love is love.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost Messiah for a second. His line dropped. We're going to let him get back in. But in the meantime, it's your girl, K. Nicole. This Beef Stew Radio. The number is 914-338-1685. Messiah be coming back in the building. His line dropped. Here, there you go, right here. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Here we go. Yeah, your line dropped out.
I'm sorry.
Hello? That's all right.
Yeah,
okay. Things happen. You know? So have you ever danced for any celebrities? Like, you know. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry.
Yeah, I have. I don't want to put their names out there because I
don't. No, I don't want you to.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I kind of do, but.
Well,
can we get like the first letter?
Hey.
I mean, they probably not listening to this right now, you know.
I know.
But it's forever, ever on the internet.
We know what kind of, we live in the blog information age where anything said or.
All right, does that person always come get you? Like, you dance with them a lot?
No, I wouldn't say that. No.
So, well, if you're not going to be planning to dance with them in the immediate near, if you're not.
No.
You can let us in on a little bit. That's kind of, that's hot right there. Got this, that's a little, all right. That's
yeah,
cool.
You know, I was shot. You know, so good.
Somebody real big? Somebody real big? Like, we would be like, like, I would be
not
like,
Oprah or nothing? Nah.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Let me find out you dance for Oprah. That's crazy.
If I danced for Oprah, I would have retired already.
Let me ask you this. Oprah? Does it make a difference of the, like, the clientele? Does the price vary? Depending on the clientele?
No.
I mean, probably
no.
It did, because if you dance for Oprah, then I think you should open
it. I'm here
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Oprah now, you know.
Yeah.
Huh? Say it again?
Yeah, she'd have to get hit with a little.
Yes. Yeah,
all day.
That's the money. She definitely got the money.
What? I'm trying to retire and be part of her book club. Crazy? Oprah.
Well, I would say that the money should be adjusted, because I think if you a rich person, I mean, you would know, depending on who you know, maybe the price would vary from,
depending on
the celebrity status, maybe.
Yeah, you know, celebrity, like, let's just throw a name out there, like, Vanessa Williams can't call me and get the same price as you. Nah, absolutely not, no way. Come on.
Yeah. You have regulars that's always calling for you to come dance and do something.
There's some women, like, what it is, you know how women are, like, you know, when they're comfortable with you and they know they're gonna get what it is that they want, which is quality performance. Like, somebody who fits the exotic dancer look, like, you can't just be a regular dude like, yo, I can dance, I'm exotic dancer. You gotta look like the fantasy. You know,
how do you come in? What do you wear? You wear something special? You got your own?
I mean, I got my one, too. Like, you know, shows at the club and private party are different. Shows a little bit more, you know, you're performing for 300 people, so you can't be as intimately close with everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to perform more so without, you know, interacting. But
mm-hmm.
I don't do one of those, it's not that corny. Ding dong, yeah, you guys are making noise. Yes, and I'm a cop. Put on the music. It's nothing to whack like that. That's not how it's good. Like, I know you're thinking, like, you did that garbage.
Yeah, I do that.
Like,
yeah,
no.
I really do that. Like, you're going to jail.
I mean, absolutely not. You can laugh at that, stuff like that. My real sisters like you are going to be like, really? What I do is I come dressed regular, and I say, yo, maybe I can get dressed in the bathroom or another room. And when you got it ready, play my music, let's get it popping, you know, sit there, birthday girl or whoever lady of the night is, sit there in the middle of the room, let's get it popping. That's how I do it.
Do you have any stalkers?
I'm sorry, stalkers?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I mean, there got to be somebody out there that she'd be like, oh, no.
No. There's nobody. I'm like, oh my god, there it is. No, I wouldn't say stalkers. That's something scary.
All right, but you know, there's some people out there that's just.
No, I had two women just tell me they're my favorite, and they say they make sure they come to the show because they like what it is. You know how I do, but nothing to the point where I'm like, oh, jeez. Thank God.
You got some people that that just be at every show, like, all the time, no matter where.
I mean, I appreciate them as well. If you're gonna come out your way like once a month, and or hire me once every other month because you like what it is that I do, how can I look at it in any other way but flattering? You know, that's what I have to do. Like, I have to be flattered by that.
All right, that's cool. When you do your show, like The Shadow, that first Saturday, is it like pack at The Shadows, a nice size club?
Yeah. We usually get a real good crowd in there. And, you know, seeing as that I host it and all, like I said, my friend Punisher, it's all about, you know, if you go to getpunished.com, you can get all the information for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to host it and all. And yeah, you know, it's definitely a good crowd because it's the best quality upscale show. It's not a bunch of ragtag guys who just come out there and shake where women are like, what is he doing up there? Like, if you're not going to see that at our show. Like, you're not going to see it there. Absolutely not.
So let me ask you this. What kind of car you drive?
I drive a Lexus.
See? Look at that. This dancing stuff pays off. You got me thinking about it right now. Nah, I'm
just hey.
Hey, you never know. This is your girl K Nicole. This ladies' night. We got Messiah, the master of movement, on the line. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Hey, we gonna get into another song. I want everybody stay tuned in. Like I said again, I'm gonna tell the number one more time: 914-338-1685. Everybody stay tuned in. Here we go.
If you're looking for me, nigga, come get me. Push ink the label, yep, they're my niggas. You know she keep her nails done, a wee spiffy. Take it to the house and get jiggy. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
Okay,
nigga, I'm a thug.
Fresh off the block, I got work. And if you talking about colors, well, I got perp. The last girl I dated, that bitch got hurt. Put that on something, nigga, that's on my turf. Riding in the whip, riding in the whip. And if she ain't fucking, then she flying off a cliff. Nigga never sleep, nigga never eat shrimp. She heard that nigga faithful, bitch, that's a myth. I'm about to bring the coast back, about to bring the coast back. I be burning bread, yep, nigga going toast that. Taking niggas, bitches, better give your bitch slow check. Like a condom rapper, nigga, get your ass towed back. 120 on the dash, no seatbelt. So motherfucking high, a nigga need help. Money over broke, bitches, yeah, nigga mean that. The hair was so good, a nigga felt it in his kneecap.
If you looking for me, nigga, come get me. Push ink the label, yep, damn my niggas. You know she keep her nails done, a wee spiffy. Take it to the house and get jiggy. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops
yo,
and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
Fuck.
Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
YG, what up?
Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
Block 40 posted in the field like a cornerback. Middle of the summer, I be out there with a corner at. Started with an 8-ball, then I bought a quarterback. Put a price on your head, nigga, I could order that. Cocaine selling, 2-time felon. Y'all niggas telling, fuck around, we crack your melon. All this push, I be in hellin'. Y'all niggas be jealous. Bad bitch with me, buy shoes like Cinderella. She gon' fuck the whole team. I be on lean, sippin' on perk. Me, my nigga Dean. Pigeon in the kitchen, fresh out the triple bean. We get straight down to that money. No ifs, ands, or in between. Whoa, I be rolling, nigga, I be rolling. And it's Panamera with that bitch like it was stolen. Prezi on my wrist, 30 racks all going. And my neck all frozen, little nigga, I be holding,
if
bitch.
If you reachin' for me, nigga, come get me. Push ink the label, yep, damn my niggas. You know she keep her nails done, a wee spiffy. Take it to the house and get jiggy. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
I got the shot cocked back ready to go. I got your girl on my phone ready to hoe. Y'all know niggas ain't fucking with me. Y'all know my nigga must sit on the beat. I got the shot cocked back ready to go. I got your girl on my phone ready to hoe. Y'all know niggas ain't fucking with me. Y'all know my nigga must sit on the beat. Hoe.
If you looking for me, nigga, come get me. Push ink the label, yep, damn my niggas. You know she keep her nails done, a wee spiffy. Take it to the house and get jiggy. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge. Nigga, I'm a thug, fuck the cops and the judge.
Yes, K Nicole, ladies' night. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in. We got Messiah on the line, the master
of movement.
Yes. So, Messiah, tell me something. I want to hear something weird or strange that happened. Something.
Okay. This actually happened a couple months ago.
All right, tell us something.
I'm ready to let out.
You ain't never let out.
This was crazy. This happened actually a couple of months ago. I was at a club, and, you know, I was performing. you know, rocking to my music as I'm coming through the crowd. And lady, oh my God, this girl got so excited. She got so excited. Like, I'm in the lane, like, you know, because it's one of those clubs where there's seats here, and I'm working up the rope. And she got so excited, and I guess she wasn't wearing a bra. And she wasn't a little girl, so she had some boobs on her, you know.
Oh, man, she came all the way out, this was a personal show.
I didn't even touch her. No, this was a show at a club. It's like 150, 20 people here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I'm grooving. And I guess she got excited about my grooving or whatever, however I was working. So she was sitting all the way in the back, mind you. Like, I'm near the front. She came and ran up the lane, the alley, and picked her shirt up and put it over her head, where it was just nothing but her breast exposed, and jumped on me. Yo, and you're laughing because you're picturing it. And actually, it's crazy because it was like a movie, because as she's running towards me, I see her chest flopping side to side. It's like slow motion. Like, and I'm looking at her like, what is she going to do? And then she did. She really did this.
Did you caught her? Y'all didn't fall or nothing, did you?
Yo, she attacked, like, jumped on me, like, not jump on me, like, hold me like this, but, like, attacked me
as if.
It was crazy. Like, yeah, you know.
That is crazy.
That was
wow.
Crazy.
I mean, what would possess you to just run
in a club
with
20
jump.
Females?
And
to run,
jump.
Just run up the alley, like, oh, my God. And just, she didn't, like, just pull them up. Like, she pulled it up over her head, like, her shirt over her head. And it was just her, you know, like I said, she wasn't necessarily small. So the boobs were kind of crazy hanging out and swinging.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That is
and jumping
crazy.
Me. During my performance. This is what you got to keep in mind. It was during my performance.
She knocked you over and everything? Yeah, like.
She tackled me.
Like,
I was standing up there.
I'm picturing you catching
me.
Her, but then you're telling me she tackled
me. No.
Like,
there was no catching. There was no catching. I turned around. Oh,
man,
like,
that's
nah, that's
crazy.
No, yeah, he tackled me, wiped me out. Boom. Like this.
So what happened? The security had to kick out and all that? What did she
I mean, the dude that was emceeing at the time, he said, oh, baby, let him do his thing, you know, help the up, and please, you can't run around. Like, how do you continue to be sexy after that? Like, girls looking at you just being mauled by some 23-pound girl. Like, how do you continue to be sexy after that?
I mean, that probably stopped the show, everything.
No, the music kept playing. No, nothing stopped. Kept going. And I had to get back in Messiah mode over there.
That's just crazy.
That was
so let me ask you, when y'all be doing your thing, like y'all all be just spread it out in one area, like little areas in the club, and whoever's excited about whoever, that's where they go?
No, what it is, it's like how we do it, male review is done. You know, Mary Dear Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
It's one performer after the next. My first is Messiah. You know, I do my 1-2, whatever. And then after I'm done, let's bring out Punisher. And Punisher does it. You know, don't get me wrong, I go into the crowd even while I'm emceeing. So I do double duty, you know. I can emcee and work the crowd at the same time. Because, you know, there's sometimes there's girls in the back that don't necessarily get the interaction they may want. So I make sure I get to everybody, you know. So that's how it's done. It's not like, you know, like a female strip club where there's private booths everywhere. It's not done like that. It's more of a performance, you know.
Damn, for women, we work way too hard, man. These fellas are just coming in for like 3 hours, breaking out.
Well.
And then, I mean, I guess they got the male ones that do to just be in a club and.
Yeah, I mean, we usually have dudes around, like, you know, that.
All right, so when you done performing, then you just go in the crowd and you stay out there and do your thing?
No, I'm still emceeing. I'm still emceeing.
Oh, well, you're
emceeing,
but the next person
will
do that, right?
Right, yeah. Well, I'm at the show. Yeah, when I'm performing, somebody else will emcee.
Right.
But when the minute I'm done, I grab the mic and I'm still emceeing because, you know, I'm in the crowd. I can see the performer coming out. I can intro him. I know who's next. I know the lineup, so I can work that. You know,
but, no, what I'm saying, like when that person goes, right? Because you're the MC, so you're gonna come back on the mic. When the
right.
next person comes out, does that, is that it? He do his dance while he's doing his dance. He work the crowd right there, and then that's it. Or do
he
go out there?
Yeah, he does a performance on stage or whatever. After he's done with his whole stage performance or what have you, he'll work the crowd. There's always somebody in the crowd giving women the attention that they want. There's always a man in the crowd, so women should never feel alone. But see, we talk about the female dancers. We don't got no female rappers coming tipping us all kind of money. There ain't no rappers, no female rappers thinking
yeah,
about
yeah,
the men.
Yeah, you're right. Not making it rain and all that. I was gonna
not
ask you that too. Like, but you're right. But see, you know what? They gotta probably uphold a little more image. It's cool for the dudes to do it.
Right.
You know?
Well, listen,
I mean,
ladies, any female rappers that are listening, it's cool
yeah,
for y'all to do it.
To make it rain. Put them over there. That's right. Spend some cash on these fellas are working hard. That's deep. Oh, man, I just can't. I'm just pitching this lady knocking you over. That's just got my mind bugging out right now.
Yeah, but what
wow.
you gotta say is one thing knocking me over. It's another thing doing a wild performance with her shirt over her head, fully clothed, with no bra.
That's just disgusting.
Yeah, you feel me? Oh, God,
that's just crazy. Lady, that lady right there. Let me ask you, did you see her again? You be seeing her other show, that same lady? Cause
I haven't
never
seen her.
That
I haven't seen her at that. She's dead. Thank God. I think if I did see her, I'd need
yeah,
therapy.
I wonder what she was doing back then. She had her tipsy. She had a little drinky drink on. She was like, I'm going to just do it.
I don't know what was going to do with that. Like, it's one thing. If, what do you get about, you know, from pulling your shirt over your head and then running at me? You know what I'm saying? Like, what was that about? That was crazy.
What was the part about you throwing your breasts out? Like, what was that?
And running, then running up the
She thought she was going to catch you. I'm telling you, she thought she was going to just hold it down. And
she didn't run at me as if, she didn't jump on me as if she wanted me to catch it. She just tackled me.
Listen, like, I would have just straight up had her move out the club. Like, listen, I don't even want to see her no more. Like, get her out of here.
I almost put charges, man. Nah, I'm joking.
So what happened after that? She still stayed around messing with you, huh?
Yeah, but you know, that's
I
would have
been embarrassed.
You know,
like, I couldn't even want to. That's crazy.
She was in a sound mind. So,
do the women get rough? Do they start pushing
and? Yeah, they do. Yes.
Shoveling
yes,
and.
Do. Yes.
Wow, they thumping and all
like,
that.
I mean,
getting down.
I mean, his was it, and I got to be real. It's like, I don't got a problem with a woman, you know, touching me. That's fine. But when women smack you on your ass, like hard, like you're a horse and they're trying to get you to run, like, you know, that's kind of coconut. Like, that's
right there is like a secret fantasy, I guess, for some women. Like, why are you going to do it like that? Like,
yeah, like they smack hard. Like, they smack hard. Like, like hard. I'm like, yo, you're a female. You hit that hard? Yes, yes. That's one thing I'd be like, sweetie, just.
You know what you should do? You should just turn that same person around and smack them hard.
I mean, I do sometimes. I'm not here for fun. I do sometimes.
That's crazy.
She's a big
girl. That's how they feel. Same way you feel. Like, damn.
Yeah.
You said the women.
But then what do you do? What do? When she do it to you, you do a back touch, you're like, I like that. I'm like, damn,
yeah,
I can't even get it back.
Some crazy one there.
Yeah, I try to get even. I can't even get even.
When,
she likes that.
When you leave the club, do you have women, like, waiting for you? Stuff like that type of, you know, like.
If a woman finds you attractive, I'll put it like this. If a woman finds you attractive, they'll let you know.
Do you do a lot of dating with some of your clients? I mean, you know.
Nah.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Absolutely not. No, no, all day, but no, not at all. Absolutely not.
Do some of, when you go to your little private shows, do they be trying to give you extra for some extra? Do you do extra?
I never sold myself. I mean, I'd be selling myself if I sold myself. You understand? Like, I'd be selling myself cheap. Like I said, like, you gotta, you know, you gotta be business about it first. You know? So I would never, nah. That's not my style. I've been offered quite a few times, and I never succumb to it. So I don't ever foresee me doing that myself.
I mean, you saying no money?
I've been offered no money.
You turned it down?
Like money? Yeah.
How much you been offered? Like, how much you been offered? What's the most?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. I swear to God, you wouldn't buy it.
All right, tell me.
Well, it was two different times. One time, a lady offered me, because there was, it had to be more to it than just sex. She offered me $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And this was berserk. She was like, you know what? I see you. I see your form. When I heard that, I know it was something crazy. I see your form and everything. I believe, verbatim, I'm repeating these words. I believe you're what a man should look like. You're perfect for reproduction. I want to have your baby. I'll pay you to have your sperm.
Wow.
True story. I wish I was making that up.
Wow.
I had women offer me
$1,000.
Hell
no.
Yeah, I was like, nah, my sperm is for the child I want to raise with the woman that I plan on impregnating, you know?
Yes. Wow. She's like, I'll just pay you. That's deep. Can I ask you, was it a black or white woman?
Black. So, yeah, exactly.
Dang. She's like, I want to pay you.
Sister coming up 5G, so you know she was serious. I've had women offer $1,000 here, $500 there.
Wow, what, for you to do extra?
Yeah. I had a woman try to buy me for her daughter, for her daughter's birthday.
What you mean buy you?
Oh, okay. I explain. She said, my daughter's birthday is so-and-so on the 25th or whatever. I said, okay, cool. She said, yeah, she's seen you. She's your favorite dancer. I said, oh, great. Cool. I mean, what's the details? Where the party going to be? What time? What borough? You know, so on and so forth. She says, no, she just wants you. I said, yeah, she wants me to perform. I'm being completely oblivious to what she's talking about.
Mm,
I see, she said, yeah, she really wants you. I said, oh, cool, that's great. I'm flattered, you know. She said, no, she wants you. I want to buy you so you can have sex with her. Flat out, she came and said that. I said,
well, you wasn't picking it up, so she like, let me just let him know.
Yeah, just put it out there. I was real dumb that night. She's like, yeah. she was like, yeah, I want to buy you for her. I said, buy me for her. She says, yeah, I got $500. Do you know she really likes you? Maybe if you could spend the night. I'm like, nah, babe, I can't. That's not.
What does she look like?
I don't know, and I don't care. You know, think about this. If your daughter is gorgeous, you really got to buy somebody for her?
You're right. Dang.
You're like,
you're right.
I can't see that. I just can't see that.
Well, she could just be gorgeous and strange still.
That's weird. That's a weird mix right there. When you're hot and crazy, that's not good.
I mean, how do you tell your mother purchase?
She didn't, I don't even think she told her mom. I think her mom was just doing this just for her.
Oh man, her mom just wanted her to get... Wow, yeah, that's probably that
broke
probably
down.
Be some crazy stuff.
Yeah. I had some stuff. I went to a party, and I did a party, and it was for, I guess, this girl. She could have been 25, something like that, or maybe younger. And her aunt, who was older, I want to say her aunt was in her 50s. She says, "Yo, you were great. Look, I got $300 right here, me and you right now." I said, what? I said, you want me to still dance? She said, nope, we're going to school right now. And she said that in front of everybody. She said in front of
you ready to get it.
I was like, what?
I think some people, I think even on the male and female tip, some of them just can't handle it. Like,
I mean,
they get out of line, you know. I think some things be a little out of pocket sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you mix alcohol, the atmosphere, that's definitely possible. You know, I can definitely see that.
But you in the middle of the whole party paying for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just...
Yeah,
like,
she was wilding, straight up. She went berserk. But, I mean, you know, like, I'm never going to assume that's what it is.
Yeah, well, you're right. You shouldn't. Do you think, how long you think you want to stay in the game? Like, is there something
I
else you want to do?
I mean, who knows what life may bring me, but I definitely got time in the game. It's not like I got 2 years left. I got to hurry up and shut it down. I got time. That's like,
How long you been doing your thing?
I want to say 6 years.
That's crazy. 6 years ago, did you think you was going to be doing this?
Oh, when I first started?
Mm-hmm. No, like 6 years ago. Did you ever think you'd be an exotic dancer?
Just, no, absolutely not. I always probably told myself, to lie to myself, like, yeah, I think I could do something like that. But I knew it's real because, you know, it's one thing if you're in the club and you're freaking one girl and, you know, she hits you, you hit to her. It's another thing where you got to try to turn on 300 women at once. That's when it gets hard.
I mean, it's entertainment. You got to be you're in the entertainment game.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be on another level. Like, you can't just be something. You know, I've seen a lot of guys falter, and I'm just happy I haven't suffered that yet, you know? Like, suffer. Like, girls throw quarters and coins at them, get off stage.
Wow.
That's bad. Guys get food off stage. I've seen that.
You seen some guys get booed? Some of them get booed and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I've seen
that. Man, that's deep. You think if you'd have got booed the first time, you'd have came back out? Huh?
I'm sorry? Say what?
I said if you'd have got booed the first time, you think you'd have came back out?
I have resolved, but I don't know if I probably will. You know, women are much away forgiving, you know. But I've seen it, like, guys get booed. But for the most part, you know, that's from a while back. Like, I think the women nowadays, they're real, you know, they're not rude like that. Like, that's kind of real. That's really
get out
rude.
Of here.
to boo somebody. Or throw
I mean, it depends. If he's like really corny, like and really corny. But you're right. I don't know. I might boo.
Yeah,
like,
his music got to stop. And what women got to say is like a dude is whack. You don't got to boo him because the MC is gonna see it, or the promoter is gonna see it, and they be like, "Yo, count him down. Like, hurry up, cut his music."
Damn, they just cut your music like boom.
No, it's not gonna be like that. It's more like 10, 9.
Oh, they count you down, like get out of here.
Right. Yeah, 10 seconds.
That's embarrassing.
Stage. Yeah, I'd rather get counted down than booed off stage.
You ever had a bad day, like you went there and it just
absolutely. But the bad days will make you better.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
all right,
women,
so. Go ahead. I want you to finish.
What I'm saying is, women, for the most part, dictate your day. So you got to make sure, to the best of your ability anyway, that you give them what it is that they want. And even still, you might still have, like, what you call a bad show. Even though your performance is on point, if the women are like, they're just not into it. And it's like, oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So when you get out there, right, and you see the crowd, what's your thoughts, first thoughts? Like?
My energy. I got a good crowd. When I feel a good crowd, it's going to sound corny to you, but you feel the electricity. It's like, oh, it's on to the couch. I'm home tonight, boy. Believe that. Like, that's the first thing I say to myself. Oh, it's on. And I can't lie. Every night, every first Saturday, I'm not even trying to just juice it, but every first Saturday, the crowd, it's a diverse crowd. It's not the same girls all the time. It's real classic fans. You know, what's crazy is you'll have the white girls, the Asian girls, the black, the sisters, of course. You got the Latino, it's a mixed crowd, and the energy is high. It's like, oh, I'm going to be the baddest. I'm the baddest cat in the game tonight.
Yeah, you got to bring it like that. That's right, you have to bring it like that. Does it be a lot of y'all? Like, when that day is, it's a bunch of strippers, like a whole, or it's just a...
No, we probably got like 7 to maybe 8 performers. But, I mean, there's always dudes on the side. You know, so like women are always in the tank at that show. Always, but it's 7 dudes at home, like 7 top guys.
I mean, 7 top guys, but you could bring somebody with you, like if you wanted to. Like, can you like if you had a homie that you know had a nice little body, he might not be shy.
I'd show him the rope.
And he needed a couple of dollars.
Yeah, that won't be the show that I'd have him perform at. Not right away, anyway. But he could definitely work the crowd. You know?
Okay. Oh, you'll let him come and he'll have his little whatever and he go in the crowd.
Right.
Okay.
Because, you know, Shadow's tightly run. Like, we run like a tight ship there, so.
See, they didn't do that for you. They just sent you out there, huh? They ain't let you get a couple of practice runs.
Nah. Nope. Go make it happen.
Go out there and do your thing.
Yeah. I hope you got some good music put together. Just do your thing. You know, the first time I ever did it, it was the week previous I saw how it was done, so I kind of got somewhat of an idea of what to do or how to do it. Just the blind leading it. They're like, oh, whatever. I had an idea. I seen a few, about 5 guys, 6 guys perform that night. So the next Thursday night, I was like, cool, maybe I can do this.
Wow. That's crazy. That's interesting. The life of a dancer. Do you think, is it difference when you're dancing for the, you know, I hate to say it like this, but white, Chinese, and it's black, you know?
Yeah.
Do like some of them more aggressive than others?
I want to say, you know, there's definitely a difference. I can't even lie. Like, I don't want to lie. There's definitely a difference. Some women, for the most part, like, you're always going to get a couple of wild ones. It's like, they don't care. Yo, I like the way he looks. He's dancing and we're here to party. That's great. Mm. But, yeah, the crowd is different. Definitely.
Like, when you go out and do your personal shows, you get, like, a group of Mexicans or a group of Chinese?
A group of Mexicans?
You know, I mean, not like that, but you know what I mean? Maybe,
I know,
you know,
but that's hilarious.
You know, you get a black crew or, you know.
Oh, yeah, like, you know black girl,
Spanish
boy,
crew.
Puerto Rican girl.
Yeah, you
like
know what I'm talking about. They all be friends and most of us are black or something like that. Then you get, you know what I'm talking about, like a whole crew of girls that might be Chinese or something like that.
Yeah, it happens. Now then you get, like, you know.
That is so deep.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you get an all-white party, it's like, wow. They're like, white men don't move like this. They don't look like this. They're like, wow. True story. Last Monday, I did a show. They were like, oh, my God.
For what? Chinese white?
White women. Bunch of, like the housewives in New York, like a whole bunch of rich white women. Seriously, a bunch of rich white women, like rich.
That was a good payday?
It was cool. It was cool.
I want to know what was your biggest payday.
Oh, like singles on the floor and stuff like that?
I mean, like that, like, all right, your week, maybe, how many days you work a week? Usually, like your work week?
It's usually a Friday and Saturday. And it depends on how many shows you do. You know,
those two
like,
days.
For example, like, you know, certain fees or whatever. I don't necessarily, I mean, the tips are cool because it's like, oh, snap, these girls showing up. But once you get the booking, that's what you count. You don't count what the tips are. You count the booking. You know, it could be good. It could be profitable. You know, if you're good at what you do and, you know, things work out. But then it's
that's
time
2 days a week. That's the bomb right there.
I mean, you know, but that means you have more days to.
I mean, you'll work hard that week, but.
Well, you know, that means you have more time in the week to do something else or get something else going, you know. But when it comes to the dancing, I mean, there's times where women could cancel one. Yeah. So you don't count it until you get it all, you know.
Wow. Yeah. So when you do your show and they book you, do you? Is it more depending on how many people is there?
No.
Okay.
You book me for this time, this is the price. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the rate? Like, what, you know, you don't got to give me the whole ballpoint, but like a figure for a show, depending on the time limit.
Okay, it's 200 base. All the top dogs, 200 minimum.
For how long?
Half hour, 45 minutes.
Ah, that's crazy. And then you do like 5 of those shows in one day and be good.
I can.
That's crazy. That's tough.
You know, I actually got to get ready now.
All right, Messiah. I appreciate you. Definitely coming in the building.
Okay.
This Messiah, I want you to let everybody know where they can get your stuff. Shout out to anything you want to tell anybody.
Okay.
I want one more question. Just let out any of the, you know, anybody that's listening out here that might want to get into what you do. Just give them a little tip, a little something.
Make sure you look the part. Make sure you look the part. You don't want to go out there and girls be like, you don't look the part. Make sure you look the part. That's very first and foremost.
Yes.
Hygiene is very important.
Definitely.
Hygiene is very important.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's very important. Don't be rude. Like, a lot of people are rude. Like, just don't be rude. Like, you know, like, get off me. Or shut the F up, B. Like, you know, like, that's not cool. You know,
yeah,
show these ladies respect. They coming out to support you. Because they don't have to be there.
They
don't have to tip you. They really don't have, it really don't have to be about you. But if they're there to do so, show some gratitude. You know? And business first. I mean, I don't care how good she looks. That's not what happens. That's not what comes first. You know?
Right. All right, Messiah, thank you for calling in. Thank you. I appreciate this interview. But let them know where they could catch you at. We know Shadow every first Thursday. First Thursday. First Saturday, excuse me. First Saturday of every month. Shadow.
And if you want
first Saturday
to
of June
me.
Is this Thursday. That's what I was, I done mixed it all up.
No, actually, the first Saturday is June 2nd. That's next Saturday.
I'm so sorry.
I'm here. Hey, you've been
first Saturday,
while,
June 2nd. Let me get it right. Make sure y'all go see my boy Messiah, the master of movement. June 2nd, the first Saturday of June. Make sure y'all get out there and go check him out. Any links? Any websites? Facebook? All that?
Yeah. If you want to hit me on Facebook, the way to find me is one word, it's Messiah, last name Jones. I had to do that because, you know, Facebook wants you to give him a last name. So it's Messiah Jones. You want to hit me on Instagram, Messiah NYC, just MessiahNYC. If you want to hit me on the Twitter, it's Messiah NYC 1. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The number one, Messiah NYC. And if you want to call me for any private parties, 347 347-731-7676. And that's pretty much it right there. That's every day.
There you go, ladies out there. You got the number. This Messiah, the Master of Movement. Thanks for tuning in. Good show. Thanks a lot.
I know that. One more thing, baby. GetPunished.com. Me and my boy right there. GetPunished.com.
GetPunished.com?
Yes. One word. GetPunished.com. Thank you so much for having me, baby.
Thank you for coming on.
Anytime.
Appreciate it.
All right, baby.
All right. That was Messiah, the Master of Movement. Came in here, hung out with us for a little while. We got into some conversation, found out some things. You know, got some nice reviews. Got the ladies calling in, talking about how good the show go. Hey, listen, make sure y'all get out there, ladies. Saturday, the first Saturday every month, you get to see Messiah. All right? Y'all stay tuned in. We're going to play some music. It's K. Nicole, Ladies Night, Beast Through Radio. You know, chop it up. You want to talk about Messiah being here. You want to talk about anything, hit me up. 914-338-1685. All right. Y'all stay tuned in.
Busting every bottle in the club or that rosé. Put that on my mama name. Watch blacked out like Obama name. White and black bands, I got all of them. I switch countries on you niggas, not residential. You see the big fake bitches, way presidential. Bitches love it though, really out in public, ho. That's the motherfucking reason that I bought it, so. Don't watch cocaine, nice edge, slim frame. Pretty women everywhere, seeing how I switch lanes. The all city stand out, I'm a fucking star. With the Rolly Breitling and my Audemars.
That's what them hoes say. Hold 'em off, cocaine. That's what them hoes say. Hold 'em off, cocaine. That's what them hoes say. Hold 'em off, cocaine. That's what them hoes say.
Hold 'em
off, cocaine. That's what them hoes say.
Hold 'em
off, cocaine. That's what them hoes say.
I got 'em. Yeah. Extraordinary nigga with extraordinary time. Peeking with the bosses, trying to whip me up a nine piece. Copping in the summer, so I'm flashing in the winter. With a phonograph hand so I can handle my agenda. I'm flying in the new coupe, denim jeans, new suit. Mark Jacob frames on, translucent moves. Smelling like a 100 racks, mixed with a couple sacks. Hit the red carpet like, who the fuck is that? Young J. McCain got flame, got juice on him. Looking like the truth on him, all city standouts. I'm a fucking star with the really bright lane and my Audemars.
That's what them hoes say. Hold 'em off, cocaine. That's what them hoes say. Hold 'em off, cocaine. That's what them hoes say. Hold 'em off, cocaine.
What brain on my whip? Grip that bitch with my left. And my 600 Benz, I call that nigga success. Fuck with hustlers and dimes, suck a duck in the wreck. And when she high off that powder, that's when she suck at the best. On a 25-8, that's what the fuck is the rest. Disrespecting the game, like where the fuck is the rest? Send me on top of my shit, it's just something you should accept. See my lane in the game and told myself you could have next. Niggas be breaking the rules, I pull out the tech. They fake as they Jews, that's why they always get pressed. 20,000 on my Cuban, 15 more on my wrist. Now can you buy that nigga? It's not for show. Check out my
hold 'em off, cocaine. That's what them hoes say. Hold 'em off, cocaine. That's what them hoes say. Hold 'em off, 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 hold 'em off.
Yes, yes, it's your girl, K Nicole. It's Ladies Night, Beef Stew Radio. Man, that was a crazy little interview, you know. He said he got a woman so excited. Mr. Messiah, Master of Movement, got so excited, she just urinated on herself. I don't know. Personally, I don't know if that's that. I don't know. I guess that you got to be in it to win it, I guess, you know. That's just crazy. You just pee on yourself. That's so embarrassing. It's your girl, K Nicole, and we keeping it moving. In about another maybe 6-7 minutes, DJ Big Stu going to chop it up. But, you know, I mean, it was a nice little night. We had Messiah coming in and bless us with a little bit of the stripper stuff, you know. So he gave some information out for the fellas out there. Or anybody that's ready to get in the business, you know, make sure you keep your body right, keep your hygiene right. I mean, very important stuff. Very, very important stuff, man. You know, y'all can always look back and listen to this show, too, man. BlogTalkRadio/BeefStewRadio. BlogTalk.com/BeefStewRadio. Make sure y'all go ahead and listen to this show again. It's your girl, K Nicole. We're going to get into some more music. And, matter of fact, I'm going to let DJ Big Stu do his thing in the background. Kind of quiet today. He ain't got nothing to say today. I don't know why. What's going on? But you know what? I ain't mad at him. We're going to let DJ Big Stu rock the building. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is your girl, Lady Night, K Nicole. And as always, it was a nice little night. You know what I'm saying? I think I need a little drink, a little nightcap or something. You know what I'm saying? After that conversation. All right. Let me let DJ Big Stu do his thing. Y'all niggas, everybody have a good night.
supposed to do? I stepped out on you first, right? But I'm ready to make it up to you. And you know that.
I think about you. When I'm so Come on, hit it a lick one time, Steve.
Girl K Nicole, y'all tuned in to Ladies Night. We still here in the building. DJ Big Stu got me ready to go get to the bar tonight. We in here chilling. You know, I think I might go to the bar, Stu. What you think? We should just hit the bar. I think that'd be a good idea for us tonight. You know, I want to thank Messiah, Master of Movement, for coming through today. You know, that was an interesting conversation, definitely, you know. I want to thank you for coming through. You know, make sure y'all stay tuned in. Always tune in. Speech Through Radio. It's your girl, K Nicole. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you always tune in to www.beachthroughradio.com, Facebook.com, beachthroughradio.com, Twitter.com, Beach Through Radio. Make sure y'all hit me up for the Meek Mill tickets, too. I got the Meek Mill tickets. He's going to be at Club Amnesia on June 12th. Make sure you hit me up on that, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to call it a night, you know what I'm saying? It's K Nicole, Ladies Night. DJ Big Stu in the back. We probably going to go get us some drinks and stuff. Who knows? Like I said, we got the Meek Mill tickets. You could hit us up on beachthroughradio.com. You know what I'm saying? And you get in touch with one of us. So you can hit me up, K Nicole, at beachthroughradio.com. Either, you know, get them tickets, $40 tickets, Meek Mill's Club Amnesia. I just want to give mad shout-outs to the whole Beach Through Radio fam. We out of here. We're going to call this a night. Have a good night, everybody.